This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The Dow snapped a six-day losing streak on Tuesday as investors digested a higher-for-longer interest rate mantra from the Federal Reserve. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished the day up 0.2%, or more than 50 points, following comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who said it will likely take longer than expected for the central bank to be confident in its inflation fight. The S&P 500 and Nasdaq Composite closed down 0.2% and 0.1%, respectively, after seesawing throughout the trading day. The moves come as bond yields remain at multi-month highs, coupled with rising tensions in the Middle East following Iran's weekend attacks on Israel. Yields jumped on the heels of Powell's comments, with the two-year note briefly touching above 5%, its highest level since November. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield, which touched 2024 highs on Monday, climbed about 3 basis points to trade around 4.66% on Tuesday. Meanwhile, earnings reports flooded in before the bell. UnitedHealth shares added about 5% after the healthcare group beat quarterly profit estimates, even as it said it expects to take a $1.6 billion hit from a February cyber attack. Investors were also digesting more big bank results. Bank of America reported that first quarter profit dropped 18% year over year as a key revenue source weakened, while Morgan Stanley stock rose as it topped expectations. Elsewhere, BNY Mellon posted a profit beat while Johnson & Johnson reported a revenue miss. And finally, Trump Media and Technology Group, the parent company of Donald Trump's social media platform Truth Social, fell about 12% on Tuesday after the company announced it's launching a new live TV streaming platform. According to a press release, Trump Media will launch the live streaming service on phones, tablets, and TV through the Truth Social app. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.